Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 9th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A very bizarre and dystopic ride it is. It just continues. And the incessant insanity of it is exhausting, really, I would say. When we closed this broadcast on Friday, last Friday, January 6th, we closed just at the moment that the Fort Lauderdale airport story was breaking, so we didn't get to bring you that. But I said off air, obviously, as that story was breaking, it's the same old MO. I'm sure I would bet that certain earmarks of that story, certain aspects of that story would dovetail with the usual MO. It would probably be a Gladio style scenario. And indeed, it seems that that is the case. The oddities in this fluid and nuanced story just continue. I don't know if you've seen, but it's a very bizarre story, deeply troubled young man, Esteban Santiago, an Army veteran, which is a very strange story in of itself, having spent 9 years in the military and receiving an award at one point. But after spending 9 years in the military, and there are every story, and obviously this is a fairly new story and new developments, but every story that you read has conflicting accounts, so you wonder where these outlets are sourcing their information from. So 9 years, and he's only 26 years old. He turns 27 in March, I believe. That's, you know, possible, but hard to imagine, even harder to imagine that someone would spend 9 years in the military, or six, depending on which account you read, and be booted for problematic service after so many years. To be to hold the rank of PFC, Private First Class, upon discharge. Again, hard to imagine. After 6 years or 9 years, whichever the case may be. Being very strange, but continuing with the story, showed up at the Anchorage FBI office in November of 2016, just a few short months ago, claiming the CIA was controlling his mind and wanted him to join ISIS. Mainstream media telling this story. His handgun was confiscated by local law enforcement at the time, and he was taken to a mental hospital for psychological evaluation. The following month, December 8th, that is, the FBI, well, the local law enforcement returned his firearm, and he allegedly planned to fly to Florida and shoot random people for no apparent reason. Still, again, just like always, this is one of those motive unclear stories, isn't it? Always motive unclear. Funny how that works, isn't it? Motive unclear. Because that's, yeah, that's normal. He was living in Alaska, flew through Minneapolis down to Florida with the intention of shooting random people. Said, confessed to FBI agents that he opened fire on the first people he saw when he emerged from the restroom. So many just oddities in this story. Reports of a second shooter, rumor, they call it now, rumors of a second shooter. Anyway, flew down, you know, which airline was he on? There was a rumor for a while, it was Air Canada, then Delta. Is it really that difficult to establish what airline he flew? And what's really interesting is all of the stories that you read will talk about the fact that you can check your firearm legally through through the airlines. Fly with firearms. People do it by the thousands every day. It's not odd. But now we're hearing in this storyline that's just crazy. I mean, we need to do something about that. Obviously, gun control is always a narrative that comes into play with these types of stories. And it's interesting that no one seems to, in the mainstream press, be the least bit concerned about the known fact, you know, in spite of all of the other variables, it's a known fact that the stop by the Anchorage FBI office, the FBI Anchorage station, and claimed the CIA was controlling his mind, trying to get him to watch ISIS propaganda videos and trying to get him to join ISIS. And this is a normal thing. That fits with kind of a Manchurian candidate model. But that's not important to know. Pretty bizarre, as far as I'm concerned. And so as we went off the air last Friday, I was guessing or betting Operation Gladio strikes again. And we hear the mainstream press talking about the fact that, and special agent in charge down there talking about the fact that they haven't ruled out the possibility of terrorism. We're not ruling out the possibility of terrorism. Well, sure. But it's not, it's not ISIS in this case. It's the parent organization of ISIS, and I don't mean Al-Qaeda or the Mujahideen, Taliban, etc. I mean the CIA. And it's interesting to me. You know, so just to take a step back before I get off on that tangent there. It's interesting. Again, you can't, there is no confirmation at this point that he did check his firearm. In fact, one of the guests on with Lou Dobbs, I forget who that was, but they were talking about the fact that apparently he didn't check his firearm and his ammo. So it went undetected by the airline. I think that was speculation because there was conjecture about which airline, and if it was Air Canada, then his weapon hadn't been detected. But Air Canada says they have no record of him on the flight. Not sure if Delta says the same thing, but again, it's very odd. It's all very odd. And people are talking about how, you know, how did he fall through the cracks? Well, the FBI checked him out and they said there was no reason for suspicion after the incident in November. No reason, you know, to suspect him, no reason to detain him. He hadn't done anything wrong. But did anyone take his claims seriously? Of course not. That's what happens in these instances. But isn't that the MO that we see in the FBI's Operation Gladio B scenario? Remember, we played Trevor Aronson's TED Talk. We got to play that again, I suppose. Maybe we should open today's broadcast with that, because Trevor Aronson does a great job of breaking that down. You know, that's where this story really begins. So Esteban Santiago, an Army veteran, 6 years, 9 years, whatever the case, is discharged from the Army. The Army lets him go for what I would call surreptitious reasons. It's a very strange story. Heavy did a great write-up on this story. Esteban Santiago, 5 Fast Facts You Need to Know. That's the title of the story. It's a great story, and it's worth reading. Among others. Great story. And so, speaking of that, I'll just give you a few highlights of that briefly. Very interesting. Esteban Santiago, reportedly a U.S. citizen with military identification. That's another thing. He's been discharged. Why is he using this military ID? No one's sure if it was him or not. All of these questions of a, you know, you get the idea of, you know, someone who has plotted something, but then, and, you know, eyewitness accounts of a man who seemed to be going through the airport just shooting people with no expression on his face, afterward being led away with no expression on his face. Would seem to fit his claim of mind control. With military identification, is accused of being the shooter who randomly gunned down, what is it? I think 11 people at this point, five fatally wounded. And that was another story that kept changing. MSNBC said the shooter may have retrieved a gun from his luggage. May have. Everyone reporting, and NBC News reporting that the weapon may have been checked lawfully. May have been. Palm Beach Post reporting that the gun may have been, may have emerged. The gunman may have emerged shooting from the bathroom. Some report said he traveled through Canada on Air Canada, but ABC News is now reporting he went from Anchorage through Minneapolis to Fort Lauderdale. Eyewitnesses describe a horrific scene in which the gunman randomly executed people. But see, shooting people, emptying his clips, I'm not clear on how many clips so far, but he emptied his handgun and then set it down and lay down on the floor spread eagle. There are conflicting reports about that, but I'm of the mind to believe that is the account to be believed. He surrendered. Again, seems to fit the possibility of a Manchurian candidate. It's interesting that he wasn't assassinated in the usual fashion. Senator Bill Nelson first gave the suspect's name on MSNBC. Other news stations confirmed. He's a troubled young man. Has a girlfriend and a child, and is accused of some domestic issues. Born in New Jersey, spent quite a bit of time in Puerto Rico. Anyway, the heavy fast facts: the alleged shooter was born in New Jersey and is a U.S. citizen, news reports say. That's number one. He lived in Alaska and Naples, Florida, reported NBC Miami. According to the Mirror, the shooter, quote, was apprehended by authorities when he stopped shooting to reload, witness said, end quote. But that's, I don't think that's quite the story. I think the, laying down spread eagle, that fits the bill more precisely. Number two, the accused shooter was carrying military identification, was previously in the National Guard, according to ABC Fort Lauderdale. Again, Senator Bill Nelson said the 26-year-old was carrying a military identification. National Guard confirmed he had been a member, but said he was honorably discharged 4 months ago. There was some confusion about the dates of his military service and the extent of it, though, with some reports that he might have served in Iraq. 10 to 12 months are the different variations that I hear. One tour, essentially. And so, again, Senator Nelson also said the accused shooter used a handgun during the mass shooting. The shooter was not injured and taken into custody. So, again, it's improbable, implausible that he would be uninjured, unharmed in a scenario where they intercepted him reloading. That's that sounds...
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Go through the heavy article real fast, and then we will move on. As I said, in this story, we'll continue on. Number one, the alleged shooter was born in New Jersey and is a U.S. citizen. Lived in Alaska, Naples, Florida, and so on. Number two, the accused shooter was carrying military identification as previously in the National Guard. Again, the details of that seem to be murky, and they vary from 6 to 9 years, even to 12 months in Iraq. Discharged about 4 months ago by the National Guard. And the details of his service are kind of murky. And his family, his aunt in particular, was interviewed and said that he came back a changed man and then didn't say anything while firing. He was not injured while taken into custody. Family says that he signed up, he served in the National Guard and signed up in August of 2016. He signed up on that just a few months ago. He was not on any active duty. Pete Williams of NBC. NBC News reported that the shooter allegedly had mental health issues and reported hearing voices. That was the way they put it. That's, again, disingenuous. Number 3, the shooter randomly targeted people waiting for their luggage. These reports said that multiple people, as many as 13, but now officially 11, it sounds like, were shot. And 5 killed, 6 injured. One eyewitness told NBC Miami that he was standing in baggage claim, and the active shooter walked in and started randomly shooting people, including several people in the head. So the people were left bloodied and people fell on each side of them. Sensational. Number 4, the suspect may have arrived on a flight and may have checked again, this is one of the details that is clear. Did he check his handgun? Did he not? Regardless, obviously the mainstream media is seizing on this opportunity to say, well, you know, you shouldn't be able to fly with firearms, and especially not with firearms and ammunition, and especially not with firearms and ammunition in the same container, which you can. And again, thousands of people do it every day without incident. So just because people don't know about it doesn't mean that it's a problem. And number 5, the suspect was allegedly accused of domestic violence in Alaska. Again, this is kind of where the plot thickens. According to NBC Washington, Alaskan court records show an Esteban Santiago, the same date of birth, he was charged with 2 misdemeanors last year. One count was dismissed, and Santiago was due back in court on the 2nd this coming March.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
This story, I mean, I've been opening the broadcast lately with the quipping. It's a wild ride. It's very strange. What is happening? You can't make up. Isn't it interesting how these things keep backfiring? You know, the fake news meme, we should play, and perhaps we will. We should play the Ben Swan's reality check on that subject. But you know what? Let's begin. If we can, let's go back to Trevor Aronson's TED Talk. I want to take you back to Trevor Aronson's TED Talk back in March of 2015. Yeah, how this FBI strategy is actually creating terrorists. So it's interesting. These things keep backfiring. So the fake news nonsense seems to have backfired. Everyone's Everyone is talking about the fake news in the mainstream press. You know, so that's interesting. And again, provocative. But you know, things like this Fort Lauderdale incident, that, again, if we understand the facts are this, the facts are very simple. As Trevor Aronson has pointed out in his research, the FBI, while this FBI strategy that he talks about creates more terrorists than it finds, if that's the case, we hear terrorists are everywhere. They're behind every nook and cranny, under every rock, behind every corner. If that's true, then why does the FBI need to create them? If they're not finding them with billions of dollars in funding to root out terrorism, if it's not being found and the FBI, in fact, has to manufacture terrorists, what does that tell us about the underlying narrative? There are so few. Either the FBI is completely inept in its efforts to apprehend these sleeper cells we hear about everywhere, or there are none. And either way, the manufacturing of terrorism and would-be terror suspects is a particularly odious and dubious way to respond to the failure to apprehend these would-be terrorists that really don't exist. What does that tell us about the underlying motivation? The problem is the FBI is creating terrorists. So why are we not looking to that organization every time, like these instances, the one in Fort Lauderdale, the Hollywood Airport, for example? Why are we not looking there? This is the question. These things are backfiring. The echo chamber in mainstream media, this incident, I'm waiting for John in Tennessee to call, and we'll get into what has been overlooked while this story has rattled around. It's a very, very bizarre storyline, though. Anyway, I want to give you, once again, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk. So let's go to that, please.
The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization. More than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. This isn't likely how you think about the FBI. You probably think of FBI agents gunning down bad guys like John Dillinger or arresting corrupt politicians. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the FBI became less concerned with gangsters and crooked elected officials. The new target became terrorists, and the pursuit of terrorists has consumed the FBI. Every year, the Bureau spends $3.3 billion on domestic counterterrorism activities. Compare that to just $2.6 billion combined for organized crime, financial fraud, public corruption, and all other types of traditional criminal activity. I've spent years poring through the case files of terrorism prosecutions in the United States, and I've come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching terrorists. In the 14 years since 9/11, you can count about 6 real terrorist attacks in the United States. These include the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013, as well as failed attacks, such as the time a man named Faisal Shahzad tried to deliver a car bomb to Times Square. In those same 14 years, The Bureau, however, has bragged about how it's foiled dozens of terrorism plots. In all, the FBI has arrested more than 175 people in aggressive undercover counterterrorism stings. These operations, which are usually led by an informant, provide the means and opportunity, and sometimes even the idea, for mentally ill and economically desperate people to become what we now term terrorists. After 9/11, the FBI was given an edict. Never again. Never another attack on American soil. FBI agents were told to find terrorists before they strike. To do this, agents recruited a network of more than 15,000 informants nationwide, all looking for anyone who might be dangerous. An informant can earn $100,000 or more for every terrorism case they bring to the FBI. That's right, the FBI is paying mostly criminals and con men six figures to spy on communities in the United States, but mostly Muslim American communities. These informants nab people like Abu Khalid Abdul Latif and Wali Mujahid. Both are mentally ill. Abdul Latif had a history of huffing gasoline and attempting suicide. Mujahid had schizoaffective disorder. He had trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy. In 2012, the FBI arrested these two men for conspiring to attack a military recruiting station outside Seattle with weapons provided, of course, by the FBI. The FBI's informant was Robert Childs, a convicted rapist and child molester who was paid $90,000 for his work on the case. This isn't an outlier. In 2009, an FBI informant who had fled Pakistan on murder charges led four men in a plot to bomb synagogues in the Bronx. The lead defendant was James Cromedy, a broke Walmart employee with a history of mental problems. And the informant had offered him $250,000 if he participated in that plot. There are many more examples. Today, The Intercept published my new story about a counterterrorism sting in Tampa involving Sammy Osmakosh, a young man who was living near Tampa, Florida. Osmakosh also had schizoaffective disorder. He too was broke, and he had no connections to international terrorist groups. Nonetheless, an FBI informant gave him a job, handed him money, introduced him to an undercover agent posing as a terrorist, and lured him in a plot to bomb an Irish bar. But here's what's interesting. The lead undercover agent, you can see him in this picture with his face blurred, would go back to the Tampa field office with his recording equipment on. Behind closed doors, FBI agents admitted that what they were doing was farcical. A federal judge doesn't want you to hear about these conversations. He sealed the transcripts and placed them under a protective order in an attempt to prevent someone like me from doing something like this. Behind closed doors, the lead agent, the squad supervisor, described their would-be terrorist as a retarded fool who didn't have a pot to piss in. They described his terrorist ambitions as wishy-washy and a pipe dream scenario. But that didn't stop the FBI. They provided Sammy Osmakosh everything he needed. They gave him a car bomb. They gave him an AK-47. They helped him make a so-called martyrdom video. And they even gave him money for a taxi cab so he could get to where they wanted him to go. As they were working the sting, the squad supervisor tells his agents he wanted a Hollywood ending. And he got a Hollywood ending. When Sammy Osmakosh attempted to deliver what he thought was a car bomb, he was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 40 years in prison. Sammy Osmakosh isn't alone. He's one of more than 175 so-called terrorists for whom the FBI has created Hollywood endings. U.S. government officials call this the war on terror. It's really just theater, a national security theater, with mentally ill men like Sammy Osmakosh, unwitting actors in a carefully choreographed production brought to you by the FBI. Thank you.
So those are some pretty strong accusations, pretty strong charges. How can you back this up?
So my research began in 2010 when I received a grant from the investigative reporting program at UC Berkeley, and a research assistant and I put together a database of all terrorism prosecutions at the time during the first decade after 9/11, and we used the court file to find out whether the defendants had any connections to international terrorist groups, whether an informant was used, and whether the informant played the role of an agent provocateur by providing the means and opportunity. And we submitted that to the FBI, and we asked them to, you know, respond to our database. If they had errors, if they believed there were any errors, we asked them to tell us what they were, and we'd go back and check, and they never challenged any of our findings. Later, I used that data in a magazine article and later my book, and on appearances with places like CBS and NPR, they were offered that opportunity again to say, you know, Trevor Aronson's findings are wrong, and they've never come forward and said these are the problems with those findings. So the data, you know, is since been used by groups like Human Rights Watch on its recent report on these types of sting operations, and so far the FBI has never really responded that to the charges that it's really not catching terrorists so much as it's catching mentally ill people that it can dress up as terrorists in these types of sting operations.
So The Intercept is that new investigative journalism website that's co-founded by Glenn Greenwald. Tell us about your article and why there.
Right. So The Intercept seemed to be the most logical place for this because my article is really leveraging the fact that a source had leaked to me transcripts of these private FBI conversations that a federal judge had sealed based on the government's claim that their release would irreparably damage the U.S. government's law enforcement strategy. And so a place like The Intercept was set up to protect journalists and publish their work when they're dealing with very sensitive matters like this. And so my story in The Intercept, which is published today, tells the story of how Sami Osmakosh was set up in this FBI sting and goes into much greater detail. I mean, and in this talk, I could only really highlight the things that they said, such as calling him a retarded fool. But it was much more elaborate. They went to great lengths to put money in Sami Osmakosh's hands, which he then used to purchase weapons from the undercover agent. When he went to trial, the central piece of evidence was that he paid for these weapons, when in truth these transcripts show how the FBI orchestrated someone who was essentially mentally ill and broke to get money to then pay for weapons that they could then charge him in a conspiracy for.
So one final question. Less than 10 days ago, the FBI arrested some potential ISIS suspects in Brooklyn, saying that they might be headed to Syria. And were those real, or are they examples of more of the same?
Well, so far we only know what's come out in the court file, but they seem to suggest it's another example of the same. These type of sting operations have moved from kind of flavor to flavor. So initially it was Al-Qaeda plots, and now the Islamic State is the current flavor. What's worth noting about that case is that the three men that were charged only began the plot to move or to go to Syria after the introduction of the FBI informant. And in fact, the FBI informant had helped them with the travel documents that they needed. In kind of a comical turn in that particular case, one of the defendant's mother had found out that he was interested in going to Syria and had hid his passport. So it's unclear that even if he showed up at the airport that he ever could have gone anywhere. And, you know, so yes, there are people who might be interested in joining the Islamic State in the United States, and those are people that the United States government should be looking at to see if they're interested in violence here. In this particular case, given the evidence that's so far come out, it does suggest that the FBI made it possible for these guys to move along in a plan to go to Syria when they were never close to that in the first place.
Thanks a lot. That's
great.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
So there you have it. That's pretty shocking stuff. We should just play that over and over. Trevor Aronson saying, and so far, you know, he says he submitted his findings to the FBI, and they asked the FBI to respond to their database to believe there are any errors. We asked them to tell them. He says we asked them to tell us what they were, and we go back and check, and they never challenged any of our findings. And he said, and so far, the FBI has never really responded to these charges. That it's really not catching terrorists so much as it's catching mentally ill people that it can dress up as terrorists in these types of sting operations. Doesn't that kind of sound like Esteban Santiago? It sure is convenient. Fish in a barrel. Fish in a barrel. Awfully convenient. The Daily Mail piece was also very instructive. Listen to these bullet points in the summary. The story, headline, gunman kills at least 5 people and wounds 9 at Florida airport. 5 people dead, 8 injured is one of the bullet points. Now here it's down to 6. Possibly gunman Esteban Santiago, 26, an Iraq Army veteran. Was taken into custody after he threw his empty weapon down and lay spread eagle on the ground. Santiago flew into the Florida airport from Anchorage, Alaska, and had checked his gun for the flight. But had he? We'll talk more about this story when we come back. Stick around more after this short break.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Very strange stuff, you know. And here is just another one of the bizarre nuances in the story. I noticed just in the last few hours, actually, that the Daily Mail story changed. One of the bullet points now reads: sources say he walked into an FBI office in Alaska last year, claiming he was being forced to fight for ISIS. The CIA was mentioned specifically by name in the earlier accounts of that story. So that's interesting. Where is that? Let's Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, the shooting raises questions about the limits of flying with firearms. That's a CNN story published Saturday, I believe. Shooting Friday at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport may test the bounds of something that is entirely legal and commonplace in the United States, flying with a gun and ammunition. The incident highlights the peculiarities and seeming contradictions of local, state, and federal gun laws inside the nation's airports. It is legal for passengers to travel with a firearm and ammunition and checked baggage. But inside baggage claim or at a ticketing counter, that person might otherwise be breaking the law if the weapon is out in the open or carried on their person. And, of course, we get into this theme, you know, there are a couple of ABC videos that will play, and you can hear in the coverage of how this works, the nuanced gun control language, the anti-Second Amendment language. But again, it's interesting. You know, this Daily Mail story seems to have been scrubbed. It mentioned the fact that he walked into the FBI office in Anchorage last year, last November, claiming the CIA was trying to control his mind and forcing him to watch ISIS propaganda videos, which obviously is very provocative and now apparently there's no mention of the CIA. Isn't that funny? No mention of the CIA. And now you'll notice in some of these stories, it's intelligence agency. It's not CIA specifically. It's, you know, he alleged that intelligence agencies were messing with this, and intelligence agencies messing with said. So, of course, we don't want to mention the CIA by name. We got to redact that from the story. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. I want to hear from you, too. We'll play a couple of videos on the other side of this break in the first segment of the second hour coming up. And then I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this story? Stick around. We'll be right back. First segment of the second hour coming up. This break. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.